Perek Revi'i, Perek Dalet, Sif Membeis. Hanochat Mashke Kofu Kneged Ha'esh. Person puts frozen drink next to the fire. Keili Shiesh Poi Mashke Kofu. A utensil, a cup, or some sort of utensil which has got inside it a drink which is frozen. Verotze Lezarezes Hafsharoto. You want to quicken up the melting from it. Yesh lahachmir, one should go and take on the stringent, sheloi litnoi kneged ha'esh, not putting it next to the fire. That means, till now we discussed to go and do it with your hands and break it down with and squash it down with one's hands. Now we want to know, what was the halacha if you go and put it next to the fire? You're not doing it with your hands, but you're bringing it to a status where the fire will help it to melt. So there are poskin who say that one should not do it. We take on lachatchila, one should not do that on Shabbos, put it in a place which will help it to go and make it melt. Even in a place which we won't come to problem from Bishul. Mishum shanu choshishim for a different halacha. The halacha of Eladat, a poiskim according to the poskim, a favim which they hold, shamasina b'mokim shemagia elav chumayish, and they're putting it by a place which the fire would get to it, nechsheves kerisuk b'yadayim. It is considered like doing it with your hands crushing down. That means the strict halacha is lachatchila to take on, that it is considered ke'ilu, the same status as crushing it down with your hands, the same as crushing down with one's hands. The halacha is you're not allowed to do that. The same thing is to go and put it next to the fire, we take on like the poiskim, lachatchila, that one should not put it next to the fire in order to make it quicker to melt. Ach, b'mokem hatzorich, if there is a need. Efshel or hakel bazer, one can take on the lenient. V'lelitnoi kneged ha'esh amanos sheyafshe, putting it next to the fire in order that it should melt. That means one takes on lachatchila the poskim which are stringent, that we say that you're not allowed to put it next to the fire, but b'mokem hatzorich, when one needs, a person can take on the lenient and put it next to the fire. Says the brackets. You have to make sure that you don't put this mashke, which is not a drink yet, but it is frozen and it'll come a drink, next to a place which may be a problem from cooking. By putting it in a place which it could come yad seleves, im yishoy shom b'meshech kol ha'shabbat. When will it come yad seleves? Even if only after many hours it may come to Yad Seleves. It may be even take the whole Shabbos to come to Yad Seleves. Still, you're not allowed to put it in such a place which it will come to Yad Seleves in some time on Shabbos if you would have left it there for on Shabbos. So there also, this is also, Avim Dato Litloi Me'esh Kuidem She'ischamim Kol Kach K'mavua B'Pek Aleph Sif Yutches. Even if one doesn't at the end of the day leave it so long there, but one only leaves it for a short time, the halacha is one's not allowed to leave it even for a short time in a place that if one would one leave it for a long time, it would come to Yad Seleves. Chazal don't allow you to even leave it for a short time because we are worried maybe you'll forget and it'll come to Bishul. In such a place, which it could come to Yad Seleves if you would leave it for a long time, Chazal don't allow you to do it. So here the same thing is, if you're going to put this drink frozen, and it's going to come to a drink in a place where it could come to Yad Seleves, boy, that you're not allowed to do because of Bishul. But now we discuss the nis halacha, the different problem. The problem from melting it. The problem from melting it is a different problem. It's a problem from going crushing down. Is it considered crushing down or not? So we take on lachatchila. You should not do that on Shabbos. Put it in a place which is warm, which is in from next to a fire, which will make it melt quicker. But b'di'evet, but makom atzirich, one's allowed to take on the lenient. Or b'di'evet, if in kva nosan mashke kofu etzleish, if you already put this drink next to the fire, v'hufsha, and it came melted, muta lishtot efa mashke. If already melted, then you're allowed to drink this mashke which came out. Se'if mem gimel, kubiyot kerach shenimuchu me'alem. If it was kerach, which came melted by itself. So now we discuss the case which a person did it with his hands he crushed down, or he put it next to the fire, and it got melted. Now we're discussing a case which he didn't do not that for not that. He let it go and melt it by itself. Are you allowed to drink it or not? So here it comes along and tells you, we take on, you're allowed to drink it. Mem Gimel. Nothing could be up kerech. He put ice cubes. Bikara, break up in an empty cup. Venimuchu, and it melted. Why he said in an empty cup? Because we learned before, if it wasn't in an empty cup, it was a cup with liquid inside it, there's no problem altogether to do it. Now we're discussing a case which is empty cup. Now, so we see the water which comes out and melts. V'nimuchu, and it melted. V'hafchulo mayim, and it came into water. Muta lishtos amayim elu, you're allowed to drink this water. Yeshikosfu, some people say, the toid limonem lishtos, it's better to prevent yourself from drinking it. Im einoy mokum tzoich, if there's no need for it. That means, we take on the halacha, is he allowed to drink it? But if it is possible, without any problems, to go and leave it and not drink it, then it is, some people say it is better not to drink it.